satisfy you. Anyways, welcome to Notcast, episode 293. Twerk it, bitch.
I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Keo. Oh my god, there's that many episodes now? What?
Yes.
Yeah, we're coming up on 300.
Look at the smile on my face, you fucks. I mean, hi.
Speaking of things that have gone on way too long, episode 293.
The ride never ends. Ride never ends.
Yep.
Seriously, if we ever stopped this show, what would we do with our Thursdays?
Smoke crack. Let's do it.
Have fun.
Are you implying this isn't fun, Fuzz?
No.
Are you implying that this is not fun?
You don't like your audience, Fuzz? Why would you not like your audience?
Why are these straps on my wrists?
We'll consider loosening them after episode 300.
The deadening.
Get back to twerk.
Implying that they literally have to tie me to a chair. Like, no, they tie me to a gurney like the Mad Dog and Road Rovers and just roll me up to the microphone.
Well, you're really sitting in your production room and just a hole opens up underneath you and a tube like launches you in here every week. Doesn't matter where you're at. Walking down the street, a vacuum cleaner just sucks you up, takes you here.
Yep. Fucking Jetsons, yo.
Yeah, there's no escape. Oh, boy. So, yeah, there's a lot of cons coming up this weekend. Boy, howdy, let me tell you.
There's only one furry con.
Dragon Con per use.
Dragon Con. There's Mephit. So Dragon Con's your gaming and comics. You've got Mephit in northern Mississippi, because it's no longer in Memphis, thank God. Which y'all are going to.
Yes, very last minute, I decided I wanted to go to MFM today. And I'd been thinking about it for weeks and bouncing it around my head, but I never mentioned it to anybody. I didn't even mention it to Tyrion. And he called me to make weekend plans, and I was like, should I go to MFM? Because I'm kind of been thinking about it. And he's like, really? Well, you can if you want. And treat it like a vacation, because I'm not dealing.
Yeah.
You know? And well, then
don't
I
you
was like,
pack your car full of books, and I mean, just
you know, just for that old time feel. I'll pack my car with books, and then just not sell any of them. Just drive them there and drive them back.
And then you can have that really old time Mephit feel, where someone will break in your car and steal all your shit, and just walk off with it.
Actually, driving to Mephit with a car full of books and then leaving with the ball actually is the old time Mephit feel.
I'm just gonna say
sales are not that great at MFM. Maybe things have changed now, but I think what I remember the last couple years I dealt were not as bad. But what I really remember is the last year at the Holiday Inn in Memphis, where it becomes such a frightening stab fest, and the dealer's room was like down and then downstairs, and there was just like. There was like two customers walking around and like 30 dealers.
Yep.
You know?
I was there with you that year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old MFM is kind of like the ghetto version of the Hunger Games. Because, you know, there's just be people walking around. Someone just stab someone, walk off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got Anime Fest here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Anime Con, sub 10,000 people. Gotta distribute flyers and whatnot. My anime on. I'm actually watching several series right now, so it's like I know what some of this shit is.
There's so many good anime series out right now.
Weren't you talking about that a couple weeks ago? How anime has suddenly become really good again?
Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe it's just like I've refocused again, but this year, there's like three series that I'm actually up to date on.
Yeah, like they seriously dropped like six or seven anime in like the spring preview, and I was just like. I'm going to start watching this. Why is this all so good? And now I have like 9 series I'm like, must religiously watch.
God. I've got 3 and they're all really radically different. So I'm watching Gate, which is,
okay.
I like. my friend, James, he's ex-Marine, so he likes military anime a lot. It's pretty cool. I like it. We're watching Charlotte, which is by Key. So, Sad Girls and Snow, except not.
Hold on, I'm just going to look at you for...
And Monster Musume. Don't fuck the snake. Fuck the snake. God. Fuck the snake.
Fuck I'm watching, the centaur. I'm watching all of those and Food Wars religiously because that show is...
I kind of liked Food Wars. It was all right. But I'm behind right now. I'd have to really play catch up.
It's just like food porn. It amuses me.
Yeah, the food on that show does look really fucking
and
good.
And the fact that they use all actual real recipes and everything they use in the show you could actually do, I think is kind
of
cool.
Yeah, that'd be one of those anime I really want a cookbook from.
Yeah, like everything they got is legitimate recipes that have been done before.
That even the fucking basic rice and egg dish they make in like the second episode looked really fucking good.
Everything looks good in that. I'm like, you know, food that makes my clothes fall off and makes me moan like a screaming girl having her first sex. I want that in my face.
Yeah.
Your face, pussy.
Damn right. Punch it in my face, pussy, bitch.
Now, if you want something that's utterly irredeemable and totally shit, you look at Bikini Warriors.
I've heard about that one.
Oh, there is... And this is... It is utterly irredeemable.
I mean, the little clip you showed me was kind of amusing.
Yeah, but, like, it's all about the long, lingering shots on the tits and ass and, you know, check out how tight this thing is on her pussy. You can't see it, but it's there, you know. And he's in, like, the third episode is they playing with the RPG trope that, you know, you go into people's houses and steal their shit. And they, The crowd finds them and strips them naked, and they're huddling and together because it's cold. And oh, the end of the episode, they're all huddled together naked. End of the second episode, they pissed off the king because they gave them a starter quest, and he gives them shit gold. And they're like, 10 gold doesn't even buy a potion. And they piss him off, and so they end up tied up bondage style in the dungeon. And it's just like, wow, there's literally nothing about this.
Yeah, I'm going to be kind of sad when, like, fall or mid-fall comes around, because all the good series are going to stop, and there's nothing good on the horizon until, like, spring of next year.
I haven't even seen any of the previews, so I don't know.
Yeah, like, they have the new Digimon series coming out, which I'm happy about, but that's, literally it.
The thing is it made by the same studio that's been butchering Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z?
No, thankfully. Okay, good. Yeah, no. I was sad with Sailor Moon because I stopped watching that completely. God, and I'm like,
so bad.
Oh, I heard people were really excited for
people
that.
People were really excited about it before it came out. Then it came out and was garbage.
Yeah, they fucked it so bad.
The TV okay, so Japan does this shit, right? Where it's like TV version and then they clean it up for the Blu-rays. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty radically different in a lot of ways. And it's just facial proportions are super off, more so than normal for anime.
It kind of looked like she had an ice cream scoop taken to her face and half of it taken out.
Yeah, I mean, we could find you some comparison images later.
You know, I think I've seen a tweet of it that was like, here's the original show and here's this one, and
yeah,
it was all fucked up.
It's very unfortunate.
It's like you set a Ken doll on fire and just watched it happen. Like, it's really bad.
I've been watching just shitloads of anime because I've been doing that anime show for my YouTube channel, and so like I've basically exposed myself to the vast majority of stuff going on this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like I've gotten a lot more lot more into that. So
yeah,
like there's three shows and I'm watching them. This is so weird.
You should do a panel at A-Fest on what shit and what isn't.
No, I'm sure there are people that already will.
Right. Plus, you don't want to actually go into an anime con and actually do a panel about which anime is shit and what anime is not, because then someone will be like, well, actually, this anime is not actually shit. What you don't see is the underlying premise that I wrote a 10-page essay on my DeviantArt. Oh, you don't understand.
And if you don't reblog that, you're a shitlord.
Oh yeah, they don't use DeviantArt.
It's all Tumblr, man.
It's all Tumblr.
All Tumblr.
Oh man, they changed the reblog chains. Triggered.
Reblog.
So yeah, I would actually like to hook up with some like other content producers and be like, all right, so let's talk some anime shit. Like MDeathMech was like, he has a URL,
mm-hmm.
and he has a couple friends that do like a semi-serious like anime podcast, and I do the video review stuff. And so it's like, why don't we just make a little a small anime news site? And we could use that to get press badges at cons. And I'm like, we could.
Yeah, legit.
The have some of your Pony News site running friends throw together a anime.
They
news
do. Site it's for called you. Desu Daily, and it doesn't get any traffic.
Aw. Okay.
Yeah, like I.
Why didn't the derpy guys do try one?
Because they get even less traffic.
Yeah, they seem to have good luck. Aren't they doing one of the? Isn't there a Steven Universe one?
That one's also EQD based. It's also based.
Oh, okay.
EQD yeah, so based. Basically, there's Equestria Daily, Beach City Bugle, and Desu Daily are the three sites, and they get some traffic, but I mean,
yeah. Nothing like Equestria Daily.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where it's like, even for my YouTube channel, it's so splintered. It has some gaming, some anime, and just a bunch of like audiobook stuff, which is all pony and furry. So it's like my channel has like a identity issues. It can't decide what it wants to be. And I'm like, I just do what I like.
And I like a shitload of seemingly unrelated things.
Eventually I get the motivation to turn my fucking camera on and use those giant lights that are in the middle of my dining room in my way.
Yeah. I mean, having this green screen in here and the studio lights is nice. Because I can do Twitch streams and be like, oh my god, I got a green screen. Look at this. I'm so high fucking tech. Ooh,
look at my background. Ain't it cute?
Oh, it's like you can see the video game behind me.
Magic. You're
definitely a step up on a lot of videos that you see people do where like their nasty stained sheets are in the background.
Oh my god, I've seen so many of those videos.
Or like when like you see a picture like somebody's fleshlight is sitting by their bed or something like
don't
that.
Don't mind me, I just put up my My Little Pony blanket from the 1980s. Look at all the stains. I mean, don't. Look at the stains, I promise.
Like, check out my bookshelf. Please ignore the dragon dildo. Like
that one con Kickstarter video from a few years ago where it was like three people sitting in a basement in a mostly darkened room on like a nasty old couch.
Yeah.
And they forgot to take out the part where they went 3, 2, 1, hi.
Yeah, they didn't do any video editing.
It's called clap editing. You do all your editing with claps.
Yes. Spike.
Yep. Actually, yeah, you can see. Look at the spikes. Yeah. Oh my god.
Clap editing. It's the only way to do it.
Yep. Well, yeah, or anytime you're doing, like, single person, like, semi-scripted, you just, like, you just have to edit that shit together.
Yeah. There's the clap editing, and then there's the 3-2-1 method in the middle of talking. Some news reporter chick I watch on YouTube, she was like, every time I have to do a break and I screw something up, she'll just stop mid-second sentence and be like, 3-2-1. And then she'll start over again.
That
and
probably just cuts makes it out. A distinctive pattern in the wave.
I guess. Easier to spot.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah. Recording, man. Videos. YouTube.
Yeah.
I want to get a Zoom Q8, like the one that Flane had.
Yeah. One of them. Yeah. Cool that thing cameras. Was pretty fucking sweet. Slightly I don't know if you lens. Saw that when Flane was in town briefly. Mm-hmm. It's like this size, like a little elongated cube, and then it folds out everything, so it's like super portable. It's high def. It's got the viewfinder on one side where you can see what the video's doing. And
that's fucking sweet.
And it has multiple mic attachments. And it has a stereo, but you can also get a shotgun or a combo.
Yeah, there's like XLR jacks at the top.
Two XLR inputs on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all mine, I have to have like the weird... I have to have mine... have the pull-out display, and I have to have the auto zoom has to be right, because a lot of cameras have the auto zoom for the DSLRs that go click 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 when they're zooming in and out, and it goes into the feed audio, so you can't get rid of that.
Oh.
So since I do a lot of product reviews and stuff, like I have to hold up stuff to the camera and I have to zoom it in.
Yeah.
So if the image zooms in and there's just click, 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 it's like so fucking irritating.
Wow. I thought that shit would all be kind of smooth.
Yeah. Well, they do now. It's just a lot.
Older camera.
A lot older ones. Like cameras about 3 years and back all have that like really annoying clicking sound.
Huh.
But like the TI6 and up are all, they have the quiet auto zoom.
Well, see, I've got a Logitech 1080p camera that I don't use. Then I have the built-in camera, and it's just like, because like if you want to use it, you have to mount it on top of that, and then you're already like well above your head, so you have to like shift things down. It's I don't know.
Yeah, I have like the GoPro because Sable let me borrow his GoPro.
Oh yeah,
and I tried using it, but it fucks with the audio feed if I send it to the video feed to my phone. So like I have no way to see what I'm doing, so I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
I have to see what I'm doing, or I'll have like shit floating in space, or especially since I'm doing like makeup tutorials and stuff. Like, if I don't have that in Zoom, I'll just be like, oh, I'm doing my eyeliner over here. It's like, well, I'm looking at your shoulder.
Or you're like, I'm off target, and I'm just like, blush. Oh god, I look like a clown.
You want to know how I got these scars?
YouTube. I'm at 269 subs. Woo!
I subbed to you.
Yay.
I actually subbed to folks. Like, I may or may not end up watching everything, but like, I wanted to support.
It's still EP. Yay.
I was like, I'm going to support some people that I like. So I followed you. I subbed to you. I subbed to Jack's Films because I really enjoyed Your Grammar Sucks. And
yes, those are fun.
Yesterday I asked you, yay! And who else did I
get? John
Oliver's Last Week Tonight, because they usually put the long segments on YouTube for free, which
and
is
actually,
nice.
I went as far as to just, I went and purchased the URL justafox.com, because that's the name of my YouTube channel, and it just redirects to my YouTube page now.
Perfect.
So you can go to justafox.com and see my YouTube channel and all the weird shit I put on it.
Yeah, I totally did that too. I got the URL to redirect, because I was just like, I don't want anyone to get that, because if I actually start doing stuff with it, I've already grabbed the name on like every media platform.
Well, that was the thing. Mm. I registered my YouTube account in like 2007, like basically when it first became a thing.
Yeah.
And so like it was labeled that for whatever reason. And so it's like I'm stuck with that URL. So it's like, all right, well, that's my channel name. And
yeah, now they have the option for you to rename your channel after you get like 1,000 subs or some shit. I'm just like, that's dumb.
Well,
once you're popular enough, we'll actually give a damn.
Well, I mean, that's the thing.
It's and then like, you're going to rename yourself after you have 1,000 subs.
No, you're not. Because then people like, you can't find your shit.
I've got all these business cards with just a fox printed on them.
Yeah.
I realized I got to the nasty point of YouTube and been like obsessed with YouTube for too long when I realized I was starting to use it as a social media network instead of just a YouTube thing. Like, instead of just like, oh, I'm going to watch videos on here and it's going to be really cool. I started making friends on YouTube and talking with them and not YouTube and on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, this is actually a social media platform. And it's like, oh, you know you've gone in too deep when you're starting to talk with the people you're watching the videos for.
I don't even, like, comment on YouTube videos. I mean, A, you shouldn't read it. Like, there was a video that came out today that was like, is Rainbow Dash lesbian? And it's done by some self-absorbed person. What?
Okay.
self-absorbed individual. And my only comment was, this is bait. Thumbs down.
I made something offensive so people will watch it and be offended by it.
Yeah, basically it's like, it's literally fucking clickbait, you whore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see this person made something really offensive? You should look at their video. Thanks for the money, asshole.
Monetization.
Top 5 reasons to come inside Rainbow Dash.
Number 1. Can't get her pregnant. Oh, yeah. And then satyr ponies, oh shit.
Her vagina's a magical vortex into another plane.
No, that's just, what is it, otters? The Zausch otters.
What?
Wiggling the paw in deep space.
Are we seeing the anatomy of a fox little drawing where like these little tiny feet are sticking at the end and it's just a big cone shape?
Man.
Fit a Christmas tree up. Now I know where they put the Christmas tree before Christmas. And it's gone.
Lord and the Fox.
Yep. Oh, man.
It's like Lion's Mane.
Now I want a Fox Christmas tree topper. With just this really surprised look. No, dude, just right on the tree.
Just top. Get a Fox hand puppet.
Yeah.
And just top of the tree.
Just put a really like upset face on it. Like, why?
That'll be on the angel that I put next to it, looking like
my holiday.
Foxes we have hung on high.
I want to put weeping angels inside your Christmas tree.
They make Weeping Angel Christmas ornaments.
They should. And they hide them inside and be like, ah, what? No. Ah. Especially if they were battery operated and they like changed a little bit.
Well, no, what you could do, you could get sort of like double sided, right?
Yeah.
Have, like, one half they cover on their face and on the other hand, it, like it rotates around and it's there.
Yeah, with the fangs and everything.
That would be fucking sweet.
That would be great, but
have yourself a horrifying little Christmas.
Make it solar powered so when the lights turn on your Christmas tree, it powers it. Yes. You blinked. Make it so internet. Make it so.
And then you have the blinking Christmas tree lights, and then they go, Mommy, the tree is scaring me.
Robot Santas.
Yep.
Speaking of terrifying children, I was listening to a commentary on a Doctor Who episode, and Colin Baker was on it, and he said the most amazing thing, that he was glad that Doctor Who was scary again, and this was recorded around the time that Blink had come out. He's like, I believe that all children should be absolutely terrified on a regular basis.
And this is why Colin Baker's awesome.
He is.
Also, River Song.
Sometimes you need to.
She's coming back.
I know. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Spoilers! River Song's coming back.
If you exist on the internet, you know River Song's coming back.
Yeah, I just saw the BBC posted a picture of her in the makeup chair. And I was like,
I didn't! I haven't watched Doctor Who for like 2 seasons. So.
Oh, okay. Like, people were wondering if her story was going to be done with the 11th Doctor. And she was not in the 12th Doctor's first season. So they are going to bring her in. So that answers that question of whether she's interacted with Doctors beyond number 11.
Hair Inception.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was brought up in her story that, like, at Silence in the Library, that was the youngest she'd seen him.
Mm-hmm. Except not. Well, that was the first time they met. So here's the thing. Triggered. Big Finish Productions has gotten the licensing rights to use River Song. And there's going to be a River...
Non-canonical.
No, it's totally canonical. There's going to be a River 8th Doctor story.
Oh.
And it's going to be very interesting to how they do that, because they're not going to contradict the first time, air quotes, that the 10th Doctor meets her. So he has to maybe she sees him, but he doesn't see her, or she constantly like works on the sidelines or something. But there's going to be an adventure where they're both in it.
The answer is she was part of UNIT for like a minute.
Speaking of UNIT.
Triggered.
Big Finish also has the license rights to use the Brigadier's daughter, who's the head of UNIT, Kate Stewart. So they're going to do a new UNIT series in audio with the Kate Stewart character. And they also have the license rights to use some of the other aliens from the new series. Like, there had been a real big separation in the audios with the licensing. Like, you guys have rights to all the classic series stuff and no more. And now they're actually allowing them to use some of the modern show assets. So there's going to be a 5th Doctor Weeping Angels episode.
That's terrifying.
And I cannot wait. That's going to be so fucking good.
God, Fuzz, put your boner away. Jesus.
I know, right?
Oh, God.
Total Who faggotry. I'm well chuffed. I'm really it's looking okay. forward
I mean,
to this.
It's okay. We talked about anime and YouTube, true. So it's all right. That's how it goes.
Yeah, you get your like full dose of a range of geek.
Yeah.
Mm. So now for gay sappiness, what we were doing tonight was we went for our anniversary dinner up at Maggiano's because it's been a year since Tieran and I got married. And
okay.
We did the tradition of keeping a slice of the wedding cake in the freezer after the wedding and then eating it on the first anniversary. And it tasted surprisingly good for like a cake that had been frozen
for a year.
Tieran said he took it out of the freezer, opened up the thing, threw away the crust of ice that was on it, like threw it out the door, and then drove to the restaurant. And so that turned out really nice. I posted a picture of it, and
we ate it at the restaurant.
We ate it at the restaurant. I actually asked them first if it was cool to bring in outside food, and they were cool with it.
Like, but it was from you.
Wish you guys would at least got a plate and eat it not in Tupperware.
We are romantic, but not super romantic.
Romantic, but practical.
As you could tell that we didn't spend like $20,000 on our wedding. Yeah.
Because no one should.
But we had a really nice wedding regardless. And what I wanted to say that I thought was really cool, because we were talking about, you know, in the midst of all this shit in the news lately with this county clerk in Kentucky being a shit, that we've been very fortunate that we have not encountered any sort of issues or side glances or anything like that in dealing with our marriage at all. So much so that tonight at Maggiano's, our waitress came back at the end and said, I told the kitchen it was your anniversary, so we made you some cookies. And they're like these special cookies. They're
super tasty.
Are they little, like the sugary little ball thing?
They're kind of long, like sort of a quarter moon shape.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
They're like wedding cookies.
Yeah. And
that's what they are.
And okay, cool. I didn't know that.
Have, not like, had powdered sugar on them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's exactly what they are.
And so she brought us a plate of those to share. And I was like, oh, you know, that's really nice. Because they always start by asking if you're there for a special occasion or something. And I was like, fuck yeah.
I took my first dildo tonight. We're going to Maggiano's.
You just took Thor. What are you doing to do now?
I think my gaping asshole deserves Maggiano's today.
Yeah. Like those?
No, not quite as coated as that.
They were close enough.
Yeah,
well, those are Mexican ones. Those are Italian. Whatever, they're cookies.
Okay, yeah.
They're cookies for weddings, and they're delicious.
They were really good, and I thought it was really sweet.
Oh, shit, this is from Paula Deen. Let's see how many pounds of butter it wants to
be. Well, no, she's on an all-fat-free diet now because her diabetes.
She gave herself diabetes.
Diabetes. All fat-free, all racism-free. The new Paula Deen.
Wow. Only a half a pound of butter.
Oh, God, that's so much butter.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hang on. It's 1 cup unsalted butter, so that's 8 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
1/2 cup of confectioner's sugar, plus more for coating the baked cookies, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1¾ cup all-purpose flour, plus more for dusting hands, and 1 cup of pecans, because pecans.
Because it's Paula Deen, it has to have pecans. That's not Southern if you don't have pecans.
Mm-hmm.
Cup of butter. That seems slightly excessive.
Seems, well, I don't know. For cookies. Cookies do require a lot of butter for the cohesion.
I'm going to go look for other recipes and see how much they request.
Okay, so I should read an email.
Yeah, we should get that party started while I'm looking at baker's stuff.
Send cookies to Fur Planet.
Yeah, you can totally send.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, I know. Why don't I read this fanfic? No.
Yeah, I'll read this email. Hey there, you've just been sent an invite to Furrific.
Ooh.
Which we don't actually know what that is. I got one on one of my personal emails as well, but the show email got one.
Yeah, it's probably a, hey, we're another furry art site. Come check us out.
Yeah. The furry art community's newest contender. Just the wording there really implies, like, okay, we know this is a crowded field.
We're not like that other one that's trying to not be like the other one.
Yeah.
Well, see, this one calls for 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of powdered sugar, and 1 cup of planter's pecans, and 1 cup of butter. So I guess it's a standard recipe, but, you know, we're just being prejudiced, old, horrible people, because we're like, haha, Paula Deen butter.
Goddamn Paul Deen.
Lol butter.
Get in my belly.
So, in all seriousness, I am going to read an email.
Read an email, dude.
Okay. A question of self-perception. Sounds like deep stuff. Dear Notcasters, my question this week is something which I think most of you, plus most listeners, will be able to understand on some level, mostly because I've written it in English. I would like to know what you feel about how you are perceived by others versus how you want to be perceived. Online, I want to be perceived as a pretty wolf boy. Online, in a community like the furry fandom, it's particularly easy to show people only the parts of yourself you want to be seen. You know, dick pics, but no face shots.
Yeah, or perhaps your bleached asshole.
It's all the rage. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You pay extra for that.
Your ass is so pearly white. Your smile.
Oh, I can't believe that's a thing. I mean, if I guess I could see it if my asshole was some horrifying color that looked really unhealthy.
Look, I mean, if you're already like a glow-in-the-dark white twink, you want your asshole to be just as white.
That's true.
You know, if you're going to be in porn, you want your asshole to look real fucking good. Or if you're going to, you know, sell yourself for sex.
Did they put makeup on the asshole in porn, you know?
All right, we're going to put your eyeliner on, your brown eyeliner.
Hold on, girl. I'm going to highlight that hole for you, girl. We'll give it some good contour. Mm-hmm. Your asshole going to look real good.
You don't want that lube, like, glittering in the studio lights or anything. Yeah.
Glitter lube.
You'll be like, in order to avoid any lens flares, we're going in dry.
Read an email.
This asshole, we're using Jaclyn Hill champagne pop. Boop, boop.
Oh, you should totally make asshole makeup a subject of one of your episodes.
I will.
Now, you may need to have a friend help you apply this, okay?
Wank.
Wank. Okay. Excuse me.
Sore space.
Only the parts of yourself you want to be seen, bleached asshole, etc. We could put forward a different persona than might be accurate to our real life selves, either to improve on what we consider our flaws or simply to role play as our persona / character while under that guise. This does also take place in real life to a greater or lesser degree. We can alter our personalities depending on where we are or what incarnation we're in. At work, out with our friends, with our families, or alone. So very, very alone. Whoa. Crying and eating cookies in the shower.
Paula Deen cookies.
Yes. This can be a good thing. Not for Paula Deen, but allowing us to interact more easily with a diverse range of people. Like, I totally hate the Jews when I'm hanging out with racists. But it can also prove problematic if we find ourselves acting a certain way, not because we actually want to, but because it is expected of us. I guess I'm going to stop. Do the casters have any personal insights on this matter, either from present or past experience? Have you ever found yourself acting out of character without realizing it? Wish that you could either alter how people expect you to act, or wish you could have behaved more like what you feel your real self at any point in order to avoid conflict or awkwardness. As always, your opinions are greatly valued. Ever enthusiastic, Jeeves the Roo, Scotland.
Oh, Jeeves.
Well.
This is so weird because consistently on this show, instead of asking Jeeves, Jeeves is asking us, which... Like gay people is a complete perversion of the natural order.
As you know.
As I know. You just looked like, what are you doing, Fuzz?
I'm just like, what are you going for here? I don't know.
Breaking the internet, stop.
Well, I will say that I try to have a pretty unified presence online. I do. Because I've stopped giving a shit.
You do now.
I do now.
You didn't 3 years ago.
That's right.
4 years ago.
It's been 3 years and I don't give a shit anymore. Where, like, I keep my shit posting to my furry account usually. But
I love that, like, the Savage Drake account is, like, your subtweeting account.
Yeah. I'll just subtweet and shit post over there. And my Pony Man account, like, I'll keep it kind of nice.
Boy, there sure is some drama. Ha, ha, ha. That Savage Drake. Fuck that con. Maybe not quite that cut and dry.
No. If I really want to get catty, I have my AD.
Right.
Also where I talk about, like, fucking Centaurea from Monster Musume.
Is that the snake?
No, the centaur.
Centaur.
In the name, God.
Right, okay, yeah.
Not the centaur, not the snake, God. Anyways.
Horse pussy.
Big old titties.
She does best, have big old titties.
Best of both worlds, I guess. I don't know. Well, that was like...
The best of both worlds is no longer chicks with dicks. It's big old titties and horse pussy.
Get all up in that shit.
Replace this this mare's hay with growth hormone. Let's see if she notices.
Oh, shit. My job. Anyways. On my Savage Drink account, there's like today there's a Coke Zero bottle with the name Ebony on it.
Oh yeah,
and it was like, God damn that Coca Cola exploit. Fuck, what is it? The exact thing that I said, but it's just like I was just totally mocking the people that got mad about Bad Dragon.
Oh my God,
naming their dragon cock or horse cock Ebony.
No, it was like, wasn't it just a big human dick?
Yeah, it was just a dildo.
It was just a normal ass human dick.
Okay.
And it was like pink, like white was the smallest. The brown one was the middle, and the ebony was the big black dick. And they were like, "This is fetishizing." And I'm like, "The fuck?
You can't use the word ebony.
Purchase a big black horse cock, and that's fine, but
you call that shit Black Beauty."
Actually, no. That makes sense.
I'm gonna ride you.
It works on multiple levels. Oh, there was a great old. Do you guys remember Men on Film from the Living Color show?
No.
It was Damon Wayans and somebody else. Do you remember who?
Fuck no.
It was David Alan Greer, I think, was the other guy.
Yeah, it was.
And they were playing two gay guys who were reviewing films. And yeah, when I heard of the movie Black Beauty, I thought it was about Denzel Washington. Instead, it was just about some stank old horse.
Yeah, my God, look at them fetishizing big black bottles like this.
Womp womp.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like I put myself out there in so many different ways. People kind of get a gist of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there's only so much I can do if I wanted to, like, compartmentalize further.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can button down and be professional if I want to be, need to be, but you kind of get what you get with me.
Yeah. I guess I'm less overtly fur fag at work and when I'm not with other furries, but I think that's kind of normal. Like, and not even just with furry, like I tend to keep my fandom interests sort of, I keep my power level low.
Yeah.
In the office.
That's really the ideal. Well, it's like, shit. I went to go meet a guy to give him a cache of flyers because he was taken out to like Seagoville, right?
Mm.
So way the fuck southeast Dallas.
Mm.
And I was, at the time, I had just shot a video and was wearing a pony related shirt. And I was like, fuck no. And I changed it to something boring and normal, even though I'm going to meet a guy to give him a bunch of PonyCon flyers to distribute. And I'm like, nope, I'm gonna hide my power level and go out in public.
I want him to think I'm a con organizer, not a fucking brony fag.
God. What a world, right?
I think, you know, with me, if you're talking to Fuzzwolf online on Twitter, you're talking to me. It's kind of what you see is what you get. I don't have a separate personality or persona for him.
Hi, hugs, nuzzles, pounce, wags.
I will do
smiley face.
I do that sometimes when I'm being funny, but no, I don't have a totally different thing for Fuzz.
Hey, pause at you, flower and hair, smiley face.
Oh my God, dude.
Emoji face.
You're too good at that. I'm starting to wonder if you're some of the people I've blocked on. No.
You'd be surprised at how many accounts I have. I'm a one-man shitposting army.
Forever watching.
Not really, no.
I kind of find that, like, I think it's sort of normal with humans to sort of mold themselves a little bit to the people that they're around, you know? Like, if you're with people that are more upbeat and happy and screaming about something, you might come out of your shell a little more. And if you're in a more with a more serious group of people, then you're going to act a little more serious. So, you know, and you can't, yeah, I mean, you'd want people to perceive you more serious in that kind of situation and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's time and place, and you're not going to be like, hey, I'm at this business meeting. Hey, let me tell you about my fan fiction.
Yeah.
But, right. You know, if there's always time and place for everything. And actually, I saw someone on Twitter, it was like, you know, anytime I talk to somebody, it was an artist, who's like, anytime I go to a con, and their response is always like, oh, I didn't know they let you sell porn there. And I'm like, and they're like, but a lot of my art isn't porn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people making that assumption that just because you do a bunch of adult stuff, you don't do regular non-adult art.
Right. Well, it's like for a plan. I mean, everyone jokes about, oh, it's here to fuzz own a porn company. And it's like, no, we own a publishing company, and some of it's adult and some of it's not. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mix of stuff. Tier doesn't help that perception by saying, no, honey, it's a porn company. <He's> And I'm like, damn healthy. It, honey, it's not all porn. And then I go crying to the shower.
It's still real to me.
What about you, Kyo?
See, I'm a weird bag when it comes to the internet because I have, like, so many split personalities on the internet because I'm a social media junkie, so I have a lot of accounts that have their own separate personalities and like how I interact with people, because I'll have my drag account, which is more like, it's more crass in a like raunchy kind of way, like, I'm gonna come shit on your house, what the fuck ever, and but at the same time, like, I try to keep it like a little more like towards the funny side, because I'm trying to... I use that
for... I will shit on your house. I'm a lady.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to take a lady shit on your house.
And you can find that account at Glass Table on Twitter.
No. But yeah, like, I use that account for, like, all of my social media presence with a whole different community of people.
Yes.
And then I have my main account, which is basically, go fuck yourself, go fuck yourself, go fuck yourself, go fuck yourself. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Like, I kind of wish you could eventually, like, merge accounts.
Yeah.
Like, with Twitter. Because you have, like... Because, I mean, eventually, my main account's just going to go back to being a normal person's account.
Yeah, see, I really wish that they had...
Well, as normal as I am.
Like, to put it as easy as possible, I wish they had live journal filters on Twitter, where you could moderate your audience on your tweets.
Yeah.
So you could just flip a little indicator. It's like, okay, these people can see these tweets, which pretty much regulates your After Dark account on your main feed. It's like, okay, I'm going to tweet this stuff right at these people, not the other people.
Yeah. Right.
Instead of being like, hold on, let me make a completely other account with a completely different picture and name so I can tweet raunchy, dirty shit at other people. A
completely different email address, because Twitter won't let you use
the
same one on more
and
than one.
Like,
good thing I have multiple email addresses.
Yeah, they're easy to come by.
And like, don't even start on fucking like Facebook and shit. Like,
oh, man. Okay, yeah. I'll be honest. I have a Facebook account. I don't use a Facebook account. Like, I didn't even know how to access the, quote, dashboard for a while to see, because people are like, oh, God, and I can't see this. These people post this shit. And I'm just like, I don't know how to see that. And I'm fine not knowing. And I figured it out. I was like, I'm fine forgetting this.
Yeah, like, my Facebook account is all my people I actually know. Like,
yeah,
legit for real-reals, not for play-plays.
I have, like, family on there. And I'm like, I could go onto Facebook and see them being like, Kim Davis being in prison is fucking sign of the apocalypse. Come, Lord Jesus, take me now!
Yeah.
I'm really lucky that even some of Tyrion's relatives that are religious and occasionally like Republican-leaning stuff, none of them have posted shit about Kim Davis.
Yeah. You know, I am perfectly content to remain ignorant.
See, my mom's like the most...
Because I don't actually see these people, ever.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Tia likes to put that my mom is the most confusing person on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Because of my tweet or all of her Facebook posts. Because she'd be like, gay rights for everyone. Obama's ruining the country. Oh, my God, I love puppies. Immigrants need to get the fuck out of the country. They're ruining our economy.
country with crumbling infrastructure eager to build giant wall.
God, I know. The onion just hits it too close. Actually, that was not the onion.
That was the like Washington Post. That was a real...
It showed a picture of a fucking collapsing bridge. It's like, yeah, we can't keep our fucking bridges and roads from falling apart, but we want to build a 3,000-mile wall. One of Trump's tweets was like, he was getting pissed off because Jeb Bush called a fence. He was like, it's not a fence, Jeb. It's a wall. There's a difference.
God, get it straight.
Yeah, fence would be cheaper.
Yeah. The other thing, he wanted to force Mexico to pay for it. It's yeah, like, you happen. Really want to start like another Mexican-American war, you know, just to be a shit. But anyway. Go ahead and archive that one.
Yeah, that's a reply privately.
So who wants to take the next one, which is greetings?
I'll grab it.
Okay, we're going Wittershins tonight.
Greetings and salutations.
Greetings. Good evening, Notcast and Guest Keel.
Hi.
I wanted to say I have greatly enjoyed your podcast, even back from episode zero.
Don't listen.
Sorry. Firstly, a question for Fuzz. Is it all possible to obtain digital copies of the Rainforest anthologies? If not, could it?
No and no.
Okay.
Basically, those, like, the authors donate their stories, and Rainforest has only ever discussed with them print, so they haven't set up any digital rights to sell those as ebooks. As far as I know, the rights go back to the authors. They handle all that stuff. I just handle the typesetting and getting it printed. But I don't know if there's any it's a bug I could put in their ear, but we sell a few copies, it goes to charity. So we wouldn't want to put them on Amazon because then, 30 or 65% of it goes to Amazon, and that cuts into what's left for the charity. Yeah. We pay for the... Well, I guess that covered paying for the printing. I don't know. It's something I could run by Rainforest, but yeah, that's actually not my decision. I just help them out with selling them.
Oh. Speaking of random digital things.
Yes.
So, Audible gave me 25 codes for my most recent book, and I'm like, what should I do with those? I need to like get them in the hands of people, because I'm like, does it still count as a sale? Do I get credit for it? I'm giving them away.
You don't get money for them. They're free giveaways. And they're intended to be for, in like the...
Reviewers?
Yeah, in the larger publishing world, like you want a lot of people to write reviews on their blogs and stuff like that, and it doesn't really work quite that way in furry. What I did I got 25 codes for Summerhill when we posted that, and I sent them to Rikoshi, who's the author, because he has a Patreon, and I suggested that maybe he do stuff like, hey, maybe like some of your top tier people, you know, pledge at this level and you get the free version of the audiobook or something like that.
You know?
Yeah. And it's still... And then you could poke them to post a review, because you still have to go to Audible with an Audible account in order to redeem the code. It's
essentially
their
free sample to get your...
Yeah, it's your first taste free.
Yeah, then the rest will cost you. But I thought it'd be a neat idea as a Patreon thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
So
that was just one of those digital books. And it's one of those things, I never got them for any of the prior books.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a thing that just started or not, because I've only got one book up.
So it's like, I could give people a code for the fourth book in the series. Buy the other three first.
Talk to Kyle and see if he got codes for the first three, or if you both got codes for this first.
I know, it was just a random digression, but we were talking about digital books, and I'm like,
right, yeah.
Like, so what do I do with it?
Sell it for crack?
Whatever you want.
I guess.
Go to a con, get a hand job, give them a free audiobook.
Give me a handy, get an audiobook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
buy
the first three to get context, but hey, the fourth one's free.
You know, and I'll even moan in your ear for free.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we haven't gotten our... I'm gonna have to check. Did we get if we got our Patreon like notification?
I looked at it yesterday, and they said they were going to be processing payments in the next few days.
$10 million.
So next week then.
Yeah, probably next week we'll have it'll the clear
down and be like, then thank you to this person and this person.
Yep.
Special music.
Wait, no, not that music. All right. Next up, Keo, could you regale us with some amusing drag stories or tales from your time at the sex toy store?
Well, Avery's the sex toy expert, but sure.
Have you cut any bitches with the razor blade you keep in your cheek?
So I think my most interesting experience, oh God, I don't know, there's so many of them, but I think one of the most recent ones I can think of is I went to the club and I was done up and there was meth heads sitting on the stairs of a library and they started following us and they were hitting on me. And they were just chasing us down, like, hey, baby, we want, come back. You know, we want to get all up in that pussy. Mm-hmm. We want some of that. And then I just kind of turned around and was like, hey, what's up? And then they just kind of were like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. That lady's got a deep voice.
And I'm like, yeah, blew those meth heads fucking mind. And, like, they'd bothered us before, too. Like, this is not the first experience I've had with them. And this time I was just kind of like, fucking done with them. So I was like, okay, it's time for deep man voice.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, check out my beard.
Oh, man, she must suck a lot of dick. She totally blown out her vocal cords.
It's like, yeah, bitch, I'm tall and I got legs for days, but that ain't mean you're going to get up my skirt. No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Have you seen the Chun-Li crossplayer?
Yes.
The dude with the legs and the beard. Oh, my God.
It's so perfect.
Yeah.
So perfect.
It's this, I don't know what he goes by or... But it's like, this guy does this fantastic Chun-Li cosplay dress. He got the legs and the tuck and everything, but he's a very obviously a dude.
And then turns around and...
No, he just like has the flay of the beard.
Yeah.
Very obviously a dude, but he has the legs to do it and can tuck very well and can actually like, there's a bunch of photos of the dude doing like the attack animations of like doing the kick she does, the punching and and like the thrust your butt backwards fireball motion. It
sounds amazing.
It is amazing. Fuck. Well, it was funny because there's the new in Street Fighter V, there's the bonus costumes, and one of them is ripped as fuck, shirtless, bearded Ryu. Ryu. And someone was like, well, Chun-Li needs a beard too, and then they posted a picture of that guy. I'm like, yeah, I'd see it.
Awesome.
And then the third note is, Shiva, I always enjoy your voice. Well, that's okay. She's off at MFM. Be well, all whisper.
I was going to say, Keo, it really confuses the fuck out of me how many, air quotes, straight guys will go to the gay clubs and hit on the drag queens.
So many straight men hit on drag queens. It's so ridiculous. I'm like... How do you not realize this obscenely tall woman is not a woman? Seriously.
It could be Amazonian.
Yeah. I mean, there's some that pass really fucking well.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they probably had a boob job. Or but have a really good breastplate.
If you're at a gay club and you see a woman, I would assume that she's a lesbian. You know, because you're in a gay club. If I was a straight guy, I would not be trying to pick up girls in a gay club. And you have to wonder, like, you know, like the meth heads seem to be really surprised. But, you know, how many of them are looking for, you know, a little freaky fun? I don't know, you know, or like they're kind of like, I don't want to tell my wife, but I really wish she had a fat cock.
You know, in the most recent Oh Joy sex toy, they talk about Packers.
Oh, interesting.
Which you can then
like the football team.
Yes.
Okay.
Cheeseheads, except penises.
Well, that's uncut, right?
Oh, God. Thanks, Fuzz.
I broke him.
Yeah. All right. So we are right at about an hour, and we're going to stop. Well, not well, we're at 56 minutes. I have to do some minor editing to this. But anyways, we're going to stop and save, and then we've got four more emails.
Okay.
We'll be back. you're going to listen to some Splatoon music that I found. I thought was pretty sweet. Beerby. We're back. That was the final boss phase 1 and 2 Squid Sister remix by retrospector. I'll include a link.
What about a sphincter?
It's squid music.
Okay.
You're a squid. You're a kid again.
I thought you weren't supposed to fuck the squid. This is about the anime, right?
No, don't fuck the squid. Don't fuck the snake. Fuck the centaur.
Just make sure you slap on the poon.
And stay way the fuck away from the spider. Holy fuck, anybody who likes a spider is fucked.
Horse pussy.
It's like, get all up in there. It's like, yeah. if you're a leg man, you know, Centauria's got four. You know,
and a vagina you could literally probably put yourself into.
Yeah.
And, you know,
get your shit in there to the elbow.
And Rachnera will just poison you and melt your innards and suck it out like soup. You just fucking wait. She'll do it.
Tastes like curry.
Don't trust them spider bitches. Is that what you're saying?
And don't fuck the harpy because Chris Hansen will pop out and smack your ass.
I thought they were all of age, or she looks like an eight year old or something. She's 12.
And the explanation is, well, they're birds and have to fly, so they're very petite.
Of course they're of age. So is Ronnie. I mean, really.
And the goo girl can look as big or as little as she wants to be.
I want to relay a terrible joke I heard. So Unfurled is back, by the way.
Is it?
They're actually recording again. I gave him a retweet on Twitter, stuff like that. But they were talking about Jared from Subway.
Oh God!
Because that news had just hit at the time we recorded this, and there was. Apparently, there is a meme of Jared holding a sandwich. It says, Jared likes his sandwiches like he likes his women, 6 and 12.
Oh, yeah. No!
Yeah.
That's
horrible.
I know.
No.
It's horrible, but you're still laughing.
Well, yeah, because this is Jared, and that's terrible, because all I can think of is the fight, like, everyone keeps talking about Jared, and all I can think of is the fucking South Park episode, and he's like, name is Jared, and he's just walking. and now he's raping children, and it's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, we you know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, we don't want to imply that eating Subway sandwiches leads to child rape. It allegedly happens in some cases.
In some very, very limited, specific cases.
Oh, man, what if there was, like, a Subway inside a mega church?
Holy crap, I would go to that church. No, I wouldn't. It's Subway. No,
you wouldn't. You wouldn't go to church.
You looked at him like, the fuck are you talking about?
I would go to church in a big black trench coat. God. Hey, how you doing?
Wanna see my foot long? Anyways, so Fuzz, read an email.
Actually, it's Kiel's turn. Yes,
Kiel, read an email.
Or... Anonymous asked a question. Hi, Naughty Casters. I saw a TV show this week where a character said, "If you don't know if you've ever been in love, then you haven't been." Do you think this is true? Is romantic love the kind of feeling that hits you so hard it's unmistakable? Or is it just a bullet through the heart? Or is it just a more intense type of affection? Because honestly, I've had my share of relationships, and I have said I love you to people before I don't know if I've ever been in love. What do you think? Anon.
That seems like the kind of bullshit in a TV show that would just throw out some dialogue, like trying to sound deep and philosophical, but it's just ass.
Yeah.
Kissy, kissy, desu love.
What? Yeah, I mean, I...
Doki, doki.
Oh, God, you guys. I don't think it's like a thunderbolt through your heart or...
Shot through the heart and you're to blame.
See, I can't not associate that song with Selena.
Selena?
Yeah. As in the singer that got shot like forever ago.
Yeah, I thought that she was had died.
Yeah, we had like the
because she covered it or because she was shot.
She was shot. She was shot. And I was okay. So we were watching Selena on the TV, and I was fucking around on the computer. This was like late high school, early college. And I'm just sitting there fucking around at the computer. And she gets shot. And as soon as that happens, I just click on shot through the heart. And just my friend's dad just turns at me and just shakes his head. Like, I could not believe you just did that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm just like, well, it just happens that way sometimes.
What's worse, that or... back in 86, I was over at a friend's house, and they were rewinding and playing the tape of the Challenger exploding and then unexploding and then exploding again, just because they thought it was funny watching the ship unexplode back together.
That's pretty horrible.
Curtis. Yeah.
Like, it's so horrible, but my mind is playing it, and it's like...
Yeah. We were like 9.
Yeah.
I just want to put, like, goofy sounds to it now. Like, you've ruined the Challenger explosion
for me now. I'm if sorry. If you want some death threats from YouTube, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
No.
You know, I mean, yeah, I think it's well past time we started making fun of 9/11. I mean, it's been more than 10 years.
I can't wait till 9/11. Super Mario America comes out then.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I mean, I'm sure I know a couple people that have birthdays on 9/11.
So you're saying that Super Mario Maker, the game about destroying shit and killing a whole bunch of stuff, is coming out on 9/11.
Yes.
Got it. That's perfect.
Awesome.
And then the 12th is when Pony comes off hiatus. And so we can stop cannibalizing on each other for a little bit.
Like Kyubey. Anyway.
And September 19th is when Doctor Who comes off a hiatus.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about that fandom because I fucking avoid it.
So going back to the question that Anonymous asked, no, it's not. It's basically your affection for a person, and then you kind of get it in your head that you really can't live without that person. Or like you don't really envision yourself without that person in your life. It is not so – I mean, it can be super intense. But I mean, when you've been with someone, it's not like super mega ultra like, oh man, I love this person so yeah. much. Oh my God.
Like,
it's like I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I didn't have this person.
Early on, love and lust are really hard to tell apart. And then you know it's love once like the fire's burned down, you know, after a few weeks or a year or something like that. After you've lived together for a while and you've got all the fucking out of your system initially, you know, and then you go to like the daily grind of washing the dishes and going to work and
doing the laundry, doing the shopping.
Yeah.
You fall into the roles of domesticity.
Who's going to vacuum the living room? Who spilled fucking Huskies all over the dining room floor?
Fucking Huskers!
Jesus. Who left this dead whore in the bed?
Don't call her that.
That's awesome. But, you know, dealing with those kinds of issues, as you do, then you kind of know if it's love or not, you know, if you're living together and you still like, and I do believe the thing of I would shove my husband out of the way of a speeding car and get hit myself before I'd watch him die.
Yeah.
You know, like actually caring about somebody's life more than your own. I think that's love.
Yeah.
It was really deep, man. Real deep.
Thanks. I should write TV shows.
Yep. You should totally make a podcast.
About love.
Yeah, we can theme it after, like, Savage Love. And instead of an at-risk youth, we have an at-risk panther. Man, that sounds like a fucking great idea. Let's do it.
Totally do
that. Let's do that, like, 300 times.
We've done it more than 300 times.
Yeah.
Don't break the magic.
So, I think we covered that. All right. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Rolling back around to me, I'm going to read the next one. It is intimacy and open relationships.
Bum, bum, bum.
Something none of us know anything about because we're all good Christian homosexuals in closed relationships.
I don't have sex and I'm in a monogamous relationship. God.
Monogamy.
Do, 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 do. I know that feel.
Really?
Go on.
Hey guys, please keep this email anon. Thanks, Golan3. Dear Notcast, hi there. Post-college otter from the East Coast here with a question regarding open relationships and sex. I'll try to keep it short and simple to prevent torturing you guys with word salad. My boyfriend and I are starting to get into playing with other folks. Open relationship.
Do it.
And I'm running into a bit of Kyo's answered it. And I'm running into a bit of a personal problem. I can be a bit more intimate during sex than others may be interested or comfortable with, like you just fucking deadlock eyes while you're going down on them and just never fucking and just stare, even as they
remember me.
You know, you create that illusion that your head is like a fursuit head, unmoving, unblinking, staring.
Half what you used to say, the show needs facial expression.
Oh, that was good. Okay.
This is never going to be a video podcast, kids.
I'm just trying to imagine being more intimate than people like while you're having sex.
Well, I mean, it's like, look, it's like,
I just fucked you in the ass. Don't kiss me, bro. It's gay.
Well, middle of Boondock Saints. Are we gonna cuddle?
Fag. That's right. Yeah.
I can see that though.
I guess maybe I should read the rest of the email where he actually, or they actually explain it. Okay. I've had friends with benefits before, but both parties were single, and things like kissing, making out were things we both wanted. My boyfriend doesn't mind this kind of activity with others, but some friends who are interested in messing about, particularly people in relationships, don't have much of an interest in that sort of attention. Okay, I can see that. My question for you guys, have you ever run into this sort of issue from either side? I obviously want to avoid making anyone uncomfortable or cross boundaries, but I have some struggles unhooking romantic tendencies from sex. Is this something that can be practiced? How can I work on helping everyone enjoy themselves without getting too hung up over not being able to get too comfortable? Any advice or comments on this in general? Thanks for the help, Anon. You know, I actually do understand this because, like, early on in Tieran and I's open relationship, I had, like, a weird hang-up about kissing, about Tieran making out with anybody else. And, like, because kissing sometimes seems like a strangely more personal thing that you would only do with your spouse.
Shove that dick in that ass.
But then, you know, Tieran pointed out, it's like, you're okay with somebody having his dick in my ass but not kissing? And I was like, yeah, I guess that's kind of silly. Okay. And I just kind of stopped caring after a bit. And I think that was just part of the early stages of getting used to the open relationship and where the boundaries were going to be and stuff like that. But I could see some people maybe having that.
I mean, there are people that probably want to really strictly delineate a fleeing, a friend with benefits, and something that's not.
Right.
You know, like, we're not, no kissing, but I'll, you know, totally let you fuck me. All right, that's cool. And, like, I can see that being completely reasonable. And, like, well, with the people that I've had any sort of friends with benefits stuff with, I can count on one hand, you know, one of them was cool with making out, another one wasn't, and another one was sort of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And other one was just sucking dicks, you know, whatever. And so it's just a matter of, you know, finding what boundary that person has and just rolling with it.
This is like any other, like, sexual negotiation.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always going to have not necessarily a discussion and negotiation beforehand, but, you know, you might do a thing where, like, you know, you get one more finger in than they're comfortable with, and they were like, no, that's too much. And you go, okay, you back off a little bit.
Yeah.
Or you grab their butt and they're like, I'm not into that. And they're like, okay, cool, we'll just do oral or something else instead. And you kind of talk about that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's sexual communication is really important, especially if it's with somebody who's not your regular partner.
So if somebody says in the middle of fooling around, no, I don't want to kiss, if you're going for the mouth, just sort of accept that nod and hug them instead or something
like,
else.
All right, you can wrap your arms around me and sit on my dick. Yeah. That's cool.
This is their neck and fuck them in the ass. Jesus.
God. Yeah. No, well, this is just another negotiation that you have to discuss in the same way you discuss every other sexual act.
Yeah, it's basically, like, you know, you get the consent, you get the parameters, and then you go to town.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I totally get where he's coming from, because I've totally
Do you want to fuck? Oh, yes.
Let's do this.
Fuck this. Do you want to fuck? Gronk. Don't fuck that. It's bestiality, or possibly pedophilia.
You go gronk, I am out.
Deuces. The Harkness test.
I don't know. I've been in these sort of situations where, because I'm like, when I get in the mood, the mind flips and does the whole, I'm going to love you forever. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you get all up into it and you want to, you know, cuddle, kiss, all that shit. But the other guy is just like, I don't want to. Right, I'm not done, comfortable. Like, I'm right, not that kind of gay.
Get out.
That's too gay for me.
I love you. Yes. Get the fuck away from me, bitch.
And like,
I've come. You're useless now.
Yeah, I'm just like, I experience the moment with the other guys I'm with,
mm-hmm,
because it's more, it puts you in a better mindset for the whole situation, mm-hmm, instead of just like, oh, here's this guy and I'm fucking him, sweet, that's cool, whatevs. But like, I get the whole, like, can't separate that intimacy from the whole sexual aspect, because it's hard when you get so used to doing that with the person you're regularly having sex with,
mm-hmm,
and then flipping that over, because your brain associates it with, okay, when I'm having sex, I do XYZ, and this is just stuff I normally do. So when you're having sex with some new person, it's just like, okay, well, I want to do this stuff, and then it kind of trips you up when the dude's like, no, and then it's like, oh, I don't know if he likes me, and then the whole flood of questions, and
yeah,
and then it kind of can flip into a turn off, and you really just have to accept that some guys just don't do it like that.
Like, I've felt that sometimes too. Like, there's been it's rare, but there's been a couple of occasions where I've been fucking somebody, and it might be somebody that I have genuine affection for anyway, you know, because I try to fuck friends, and you know, you almost say, God, I love you, you know, because it feels so fucking good. Shut up, Sarah. It feels so fucking amazing.
Fuck me. I guess I'm not your friend.
I don't fuck all my friends.
Just most of them.
I just said most of the people I fuck are friends. there's fuckies and there's friends. And sometimes they don't overlap. But
anyways.
Anyway. And, you know, there's so...
God, Saverin, way to make it awkward.
God.
To sum up, there's... I think Seth Pup may have drawn this, but in Seth Pup's character is this small doggish character, and there's this one comic where he's being fucked by this huge bear whose cock is like the size of the dog's body, and the bear comes at him and says, I love you, and Seth like gets this frown and says, get out of me.
Like, I bet you, but I'm wearing you like a condom.
Get out. I don't even know how to find it. It's on FA, but...
You're my dick puppet. If I come in, you just write your facial spasm.
Just the way he looks at him and just says, get out of me. So I think that sums that up very yeah. well.
All right, so...
Your turn.
Anonymous asked another question. If you had to assign university-style levels to sex skills, what kind of techniques would be taught in the 400-level courses? What would be the ultimate technique unleashed upon your partner in a glorious blaze of hot sexiness?
Fisting is a 400-level.
Hardcore BDSM?
Mm.
If I was going to hit 400-level, like, I'm starting, like, hundreds is, like, foreplay. 200s is blowjob technique, because you got to have that shit down pat.
Yeah.
300 is how to interact sexually with your partner, doing it up the butt and or other. And probably 400 would be getting him to come hands-free, because some guys just can't fucking get to that. And it's like, that's... Like, if it was going to be 400 level, like, this is the top technique.
Mm.
Learning that masterful way to get the other guy to come every single time would be my 400.
So
nice.
We actually discussed this briefly at dinner, and Panther and I were joking about it. It'd be like, so if you had a bachelor's in sex, you know how to do a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh.
If you have a master's, you're kind of focused. And then you have a doctorate. You're like, I can do this one thing very well, but anything else, fuck if I know.
I can do that swirly thing.
I can tie a Gordian knot with a cherry stem with my tongue, but if you ask me about hand techniques, sorry, you should go visit that other department. And Kyo just caught some dude's dick on fire.
Yes, Kyo just mind making a fire with his hands on a dick.
Yeah.
You know, there's that. He just made me think of that video where the girl's like, "I'm gonna make it so dry for you." Guys like it when it's dry like a desert.
Put that cornstarch in your pussy.
Now I know where they hit Area 51 in her vagina.
Yeah. Got it. So I think that kind of answers that.
Yes. So Kyo gets the last one.
I feel special.
Which is.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's the.
Oh.
That.
Did I archive the wrong one?
You archived the wrong one. Oh,
okay. All right.
Me reading that one.
Hang on.
Dear Fuzzwolf, learn to read. What?
I'm sorry. Let me find the other one.
Well, no, because it says, please disregard previous email. Read this one.
Well, but... too bad.
We're not going to read that part of that email then.
Yeah.
This is the sound. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Live action editing.
Okay. So skip that part and go right to the read the greeting and then go right to the Kyo.
Okay. Greetings, penile fishing rod. No. Kyo, I'm curious about your experience with sissies, with you having dealt with gender play. At some point you need to make your way to Furay. I'd love to see a Fur Planet table or see a live Not Cast Unfurled crossover. Erotically yours, Eternally Squirrel.
Squirrel. So, have you done that, Kyo?
So, I've interacted with a lot of people, and I've been fucking around with, like, gender fluidity a lot lately. Just because...
That it's... shit stains. Don't
I know, don't get gender fluid everywhere. But... I don't know. I've been kind of, like, fucking with this androgynous, like, thing. Like, I'm growing my hair out right now because I want to see, like, what that's like.
Did you get your 100,000-mile gender fluid change?
I did. It's great.
I was thinking something along that line, but well put.
But, like, I don't know. I've...
Yeah, shitlord and you, shitlord.
Womp womp, shitlord. But I've interacted with a whole bunch of the sissy boys and stuff. Most of the time, they're like, Kyo, show me where to go shopping.
I want to be a pretty girl.
Make my face up, make me look pretty. And, like, I get a lot of those in the fandom where it's just like, oh, my God, you know so much. And I'm like,
I don't really, I'm not really an authority. I'm just good at some of it.
Yeah, and, like, I get it. Like, I do drag, and that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know a lot about the whole scene. It's just, like, it's not really my scene because, like, a lot of, like, the sissy boy type things like that or cunny boys or whatever, like, that's their sexual thing. And, like, they get off on it. And I'm like, that's cool. But that's, like,
put not... in dresses and fuck me.
Yeah, like, that's not so much what I'm about. Like, I'm, like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm into, like, the fashion of it all, and, like...
You're a performer.
I know, I'm a performer, I'm an entertainer. I'm an
artist.
Especially that one.
So, I've heard the term, and I've seen some people talking about it, and very often it's, like, a femdom situation with a straight guy. But there is a difference between just being a girly boy and the sissy scene, right?
There is. It's a very, like... small line, but yeah.
Mm.
See, I'm like, you're talking fucking moon runes to me.
What,
I know what, like, the femdom stuff, but, like, what the delineation is between the two, I'm just like, what?
So I'm kind of thinking, like, whenever I've seen stuff online about with the sissy thing, sissy's kind of a denigrating word, you know, at least from, like, childhood. You know, it's, like, right up there with faggot. So I always thought there was sort of a degradation kind of kink.
Yeah, put me in a pink frilly dress and call me a bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
It, like, you don't really want to.
Oh, no. But... Oh, look at me. I'm dressed. Oh, you're making me walk around in high heels with a collar around my neck.
So the Wikifer and Wikifer. Fucking furries. Wikipedia. describes it as sissy is a pejorative term for a boy or man who violates or does not meet the standard male gender role. So basically a guy who, it's like pre-trans, mm-hmm. not so, like, I consider myself a woman, a girl, and, like, I might dress up a little bit, but not, like, I'm not this gender, but I dress in this role, but I identify slightly with it, but not 100%. It's, like, a weird wibble.
Because, like, for me, like, whenever I, like, look at guys, it's, like, I kind of put girly boy in the category of they look pretty, and they like to wear girly clothes, like, schoolgirl uniform or stockings or something like that, but they don't go like balls to the wall with the makeup aspect of it and actually looking like a super made up woman. That seems more sissified to me.
Yeah,
like overly feminized, you know, and like a
because I've seen a lot like way. My the definition I had heard sissy as is basically guys who like to dress up in like younger girls' clothing type thing.
So like dudes who are into like Lolita fashion,
kind
of. Oh, so you're not just dressed as a woman or a girly boy. You're like dressed as like a little girl.
Yeah, that's kind of how I heard it. There's lots of definitions for it.
Yeah,
though.
I'm like, I'm fucking ignorant. Like, if this was an anime, there'd be like a million question marks floating around my head right now.
Yeah.
Like,
so I'm just going to blanket term it as, you know, the androgynous style in general of guys dressing as girls or such.
I'd be interested in getting some feedback on it from maybe more people that know.
Dear listeners, what the fuck is sissy to you?
Yeah,
write in at notcast@foxdiffers.com or ask us on our Tumblr, notcast.tumblr.com.
And it's just such a thing because gender is such a weird, like, especially lately with, you know, the, oh my god, social justice warriors, la 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 la. They're like, let's over-identify absolutely everything, and everything has way too many terms. And I'm just like, I can't keep straight because before it was just like, okay, here's like maybe six terms that, like, blanket a large encompassing thing, and now it's like, hold on, we're gonna take those six and we're gonna subsect them.
I'm a queer sexual, a queer romantic, demisexual, gender fluid, pan, transgender potato.
Yeah, that one.
I'm a pan dimensional gargle blaster.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had lots of interactions. Like, I talk to a lot of the androgynous community on, like, YouTube and stuff, because, like...
And again, and I think a function of it is just the fact that we're just too fucking old fuzz. We're just, like, fucking kids, what the fuck?
Yeah, it does kind of fall in that sometimes.
All you gotta do is put the cock in the pussy and zoom, bam, boom!
I don't know.
Babies come out!
I just, like... I don't, like, identify as any of that. I just like wearing girls' clothes sometimes because I like how they look better than guys' clothes.
That's the thing, right? Yeah. Is, like, using labels to delineate yourself is limiting, not freeing.
Yeah, it's which like, is, I like anti the point.
I just like the fuck stuff that I like, and I don't have to define myself by that like.
The labels thing to me is, like, when... You have nothing else about you to sort of distinguish yourself.
Yeah.
When you're much younger and you're trying to kind of find your way, and you don't have an identity. So your identity is your race, your gender, your sexuality, you know, these things.
And your fandom.
And your fandom. And these things you can easily put a thing on. So you're like, I'm a bisexual furry wolf. That's me. But, like, you look at, like, my Twitter bio now, and I'm, like, I'm married to this guy. I'm doing this publishing thing, and I'm a host on a podcast. So I'm, like, I'm listing the things, the projects and stuff I'm doing, you know? And you put on there, like, con chair and audiobook narrator.
YouTuber, gamer, you know, I like these things that... They define me in a lot of ways.
Right.
But it's like, these are things I do, not things that I am.
Right. It's like once you grow up and start accomplishing things in your life, completing projects and stuff like that, you kind of become more well-rounded and you become more than just the sum of your individual tribal labels.
Yeah, it's like, guess what? I've done like 9 audiobooks and produced more than 2,000 hours of audio over the course of the last decade. Oh, God. What have you done?
Yeah,
you
know? I don't know. I just never, I could never understand all the gender identifiers. And
quit furring the language, Kyo.
Identifiers.
Because I'm like, if I found a girl that I really fucking liked enough that I wanted to have sex with her, sure, whatever, it'd happen. But, like, I'm not straight by any means, and I'm not bisexual by any means. But if I found that one girl, whatever, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you have to be one thing or not.
Yeah. Fuck her right in the pussy. Well, like, one of the things I think is, like, I could be attracted to either gender. But, like, I can't see myself in a relationship with a girl, but I can see myself in a relationship with a guy. So I am in a relationship with a guy. You're so
married to a guy.
I'm married to a guy.
I'm glad you can see yourself in a relationship because you're hitched.
Right. But there's actual words for that. It's like I'm bisexual, but I'm only homoromantic or something like that.
Yeah, that is actually the term.
I know. But I would never fucking just describe myself as homoromantic in, like, my official bio anywhere or something like that. That just seems just stupidly overly specific, you know? It's
like, I'll fuck whoever, but I only like dudes. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, I'm only besties with dudes.
I'll only ever have sex with guys because I'm still 100% convinced that if I threw a woman hard enough against the wall, she would climb up on her snail trail. Like, I'm just convinced. So, just now.
Look, as a
don't fuck the snake.
As a gay dude, I can say that no, if my penis came in contact with a vagina, it did not in fact melt off. So, you know, just gonna say.
But that's what they told us in gay school.
Yeah, I know. I was lucky, and the razor snails and the gears didn't get me either. I'm lucky.
I'm gonna keep to my platinum status and call it a day. But everyone that likes to do
platinum
the goo,
gay.
I just had this image in my head of, like, well, the thing that completely gay guys don't realize is that when you have sex with a girl, the penis naturally forms a rock hard carapace around it to protect itself from the gears and the drop bears.
It's kind of like the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. You become Ben Grimm, and it's clobbering time.
Well, I know I yell that whenever I enter somebody.
We're going to hammer that clitoris and or prostate.
Yeah. Here, prostate. It's clobbering time.
I don't know if a guy was going to fuck me. If he yelled, it's clobbering time before he shoved it in my ass, if I would tell him to get the fuck out or be like, yes, let's do this. It's a good question.
And no, you respond, flame on.
What if he said, he yelled, player one wins as he came?
I've had lots of random video game music go off when guys come. It's really weird how it happens. So, I've had that one. I've had the Zelda, like, fucking... Yeah, all when, like, right when the dude comes. It's like, oh, well, that was fucking timing. Thanks.
So, this is an old story that is not mine, but I'll relate it. Back in the 90s when we had Surge Soda.
Oh, I'm a Surge.
And there was the commercials where they yell the name of the drink.
Surge.
And a friend of mine had a nickname, Surge, because when his mate was blowing him, he came at the moment that Surge was yelled on the commercial. Same guy I was in an orgy with when they had their CD player on mix and ICP's I Stab People started playing.
With your dick.
And we all just stopped and laughed and then we're like, okay, skip this.
And then stabbed assholes to the beat.
Yes. Yeah.
Man, there's some songs out there that you could fuck to. There's some songs that you really shouldn't unless you want to give them burns.
It's a small world.
Friction burns.
Yeah.
Your dick's small.
So, boy howdy, what an episode, let me tell you.
So, next week, Kyo and I, or, well, I at least, Kyo can if he wants to, can return with Tales of MFM.
Same with Shiva, though.
And Shiva is actually out there right now with Saro. And she, I don't know what Saro's doing, but Shiva is helping Rama with coordinating the dealer's room. So
of course she is. She's very good.
She was basically got him by the ankles and just swinging him around.
It's like a wrecking ball.
Now I just saw Sarah coming in on a fucking wrecking ball, and it just ruined my night.
He should commission that. Get Noxie to draw that. But
Oh, okay. I heard a random bzzz. I'm like, my phone didn't go off. Your phone didn't go off.
It's my vagina. I'm sorry.
It's the gears. They're realigning.
Oh, honey, did you see the most recent Monster Musume episode?
Oh, I should call Poppy.
I'll show you in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I am fucking frightened right now.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, if you go to MFM or Dragon Con or Anime Fest, write in with your con reports. Write in with con reports anyway.
Yeah, did you go to a con? Let us know.
Yeah.
What cool shit did you see?
Dear Notcast, I went to a con. Sincerely, Anon.
Thanks.
That's almost like a haiku.
Yeah.
I'd have to work on it. It rhymes, at least, at the end. But anyway.
Now go shove a dick in your boyfriend's ass and or not boyfriend's ass or that prostitute or get on Grindr and go to town, honey. You can do it.
And not your boyfriend.
Of course.
Yes.
Anyways.
With that big not ebony dragon cock.
Yes.
Or horse cock or human cock.
Or dragon or tentacle or muzzle or dragon.
Oh, Bad Dragon should totally make sex toys based on the Monster Musume girls.
Probably they already they have a dragoness, which you could do the snake.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the horse pussies. They've got they don't have a bird one, but
what would spider pussy be?
They probably have like an alien vagina. Fleshlight has an alien vagina.
That's right. Yeah.
Damn it, you're making me think about this. Fuck you. And for Sue, it's just like fucking a plate of Jello because she's
The goo girl, right?
anyways,
just fuck yourself with a crucifix. It's easier.
You could jerk off with Gak if you wanted that experience. Oh,
the real time taking Sue it back. Fucking.
You could go straight up 90s and just fuck some Gak 90s. Yeah. Are all the rage right now.
Gak, and a Gak stroker.
You'll be on trend.
Yep. So, yes, next week should be interesting.
Uh-huh.
You can always email us at notcast@foxzephyrs.com. You can contact us on Tumblr. Send us anonymous questions that way. If you go to our Tumblr, notcast.tumblr.com, there's the question mark on the upper right side of the screen next to the RSS and the Twitter and whatever icons are there. I actually had to answer that for someone today because I didn't know. I was like,
apparently Tumblr changed their layout or something.
It's fucking Tumblr is a nightmare.
Yeah,
just gonna say. So you can do that. You can find us on Twitter at Notcast. You can find us on Furaffinity at Notcast.
Yeah, you can find us on Patreon at Notcast. You
can indeed, because patrons are great. We like you guys.
Buy
you
shit. Get
the episodes more or less immediately after we're done recording them, whereas I wait till like Monday to upload for everybody else. Because reasons. And
a great Patreon bonus would be like the first 20 or 30 minutes before the show when we all talk shit about all the people we hate.
Yeah, that would be fantastically bad. No.
Yeah.
I already deleted that anyway.
Aw.
Notcast hot shit talk half hour.
Yeah. Sip your coffee. Get ready to take the penetration.
And this is where we talk about the bitches we hate. Though we do take suggestions for show topics from our patrons. They just need to let us know. Beyond that, that's all the social media stuff that's relevant.
Any other big news or anything happen?
Yes. Wes Craven died. Sad face.
Oh, yeah. That hit me hard.
I never saw any of his movies. Like, oh, that sucks.
It was like one of those things where, like, man, I fucking grew up on those movies. And Wes Craven's New Nightmare is a fantastic film. I mean, if you're not just it's got a lot more going on than being like a quote slasher flick. If you're not into slasher flicks, like, you could still totally enjoy this movie. It's like all this weird psychology, and intermixing real and dream and reality and movie fiction, and it's just really, really cool. And, you know, all the old school stuff like, oh, and Scream. Like, he created the Scream series. Yeah. So that sucked. Brain cancer. So fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer, yeah.
Fuck cancer forever in the head.
Also, I'm noticing, I'm looking at this, and it's like, it's 11 o'clock. They're doing that Star Wars thing at midnight. And I'm like, do I want to go over to Target and do that? Or is that retarded?
Oh, is that for the BB4?
I don't know. It's like, check out the cool new toys. And I'm like, I'm vaguely interested. And I don't...
Oh, just treat it like San Diego Comic-Con, dude. Just read the articles and watch the videos afterwards. But don't deal with the shit.
Yeah, I won't.
Oh, my God. They ripped off Timmy's arm. No, Timmy, no.
Yeah, I have some very important Heroes of the Storm I could play.
I have some very important not giving a shit about this.
Yeah, it's like I wouldn't go and buy anything, and so yeah,
you just look at the crowds.
Oh, me and Avery used to go to Black Friday just to watch the retards.
Oh man,
like we've totally done that more than a few times,
dude. You can't say retard, you have to say neurodiverse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
And, no.
Stop, God, I hate this now.
I don't want Savard went total dad mode. I will turn this podcast around.
Good night, big balls.